And to talk more about how the U.S. Navy might combat Somali pirates, we've got Major General Tom Wilkerson on the line. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Naval Institute in Annapolis, Maryland. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
Fine, thanks. You know, good just to say again, this is a first, right? The taking of this particular American ship.
It's not only a first for an American ship with an American captain and an American crew, it's also a first for a vessel that is a container ship, and it's much higher in the sides, it's faster, and so this is the first time pirates have taken that type of vessel.
Well, one of the more interesting things about what happened here was that, these sailors, Americans, were unarmed, and they were up against pirates with automatic weapons.
Well, I'm not sure exactly. I know the pirates were armed, and I know the sailors were not. On the other hand, this is a former or a current military Sealift Command vessel. The American crew has been trained a bit, and there were only four pirates, so the crew outnumbered them. And I suspect some of them were aggressive enough that they were able to seize control of the situation without use of weapons.
What do you make of the fact that the captain, Richard Phillips, offered to be held hostage in order for his crew to be released by these pirates?
Well, I think that was a generous gesture and perhaps one fraught with more than just a little peril for the captain now that he's sitting in a lifeboat with four desperate pirates. The larger issue, though, and I think Tom Bowman shared it with you all when he was on just a moment ago, is how to cope with these things in the future if they happen to include American citizens. Our real problem is the size of the area. First, it's the Navy's combined task force clearly has not been able to accomplish its mission. We have three Navy ships there. We have, I guess, in the Allies, somewhere around 11 and 12 total warships in the area, and that area is four times the size of the state of Texas. So patrolling to eliminate the pirates' threat is an impossibility, and it's not the Navy's fault.
What else could they do, though?
Well, that's the key. It is not a Navy problem. It is an American problem, and the American leadership have to decide at some point when they're going to accept that the pirates cannot have a safe haven on land. So long as there's a safe haven, not just in pirates, but look what's happening in Afghanistan and Pakistan. So long as there are safe havens for those who wish to do us or other allies or friends harm, then there is the opportunity for it to continue, and there's no incentive for them to quit. And so it is in Somalia. The fact is, if a pirate can ransom a Saudi tanker, as they did recently, and then have the temerity to actually call you folks in the media on his cell phone and say, hey, we're back home safe, everything's good, and we've got our $3 million, then it's never going to work right.
Although when you suggest trying to deal with a safe haven on land in Somalia, again, as Tom Bowman and Ari have just spoke about, that brings up some pretty bad memories for the U.S., Black Hawk Down and what happened in the early 1990s when they tried to tackle Somali's militias.
Black Hawk Down occurred in Mogadishu, where we had a sizable force and had some very real difficulties, and the story is known to all of us. The Pirate's Haven is not necessarily in that situation, but you bring up a point that Tom and Ari did bring out. There's no sword that's ever been invented that can't cut both ways. If you decide to use military force to move them out of their havens, then it's about destruction, and that will involve either boots on the ground or some type of accurate delivery of weapon systems, and either of those has the potential to include in the destruction civilians.
Thank you very much. Major General Tom Wilkerson is the Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Naval Institute in Annapolis, Maryland.